Part of your marriage vows includes, pardon me, forsaking all others. Be faithful to each other as long as you both shall live. Guard against any person who attempts to come between that covenant. Guard against any person. Flee from temptation. There is no such thing as a harmless affair. If you have an affair, you have broken a sacred, sacred trust. I describe affairs as 30 minutes of pleasure and a lifetime of regret. Even if no one ever knows about it, you personally do, and you will regret it for the rest of your life. By the way, for those of you who aren't married yet, if the person you are dating or are engaged to has an affair, it's almost a sure bet that they will have an affair after you're married. Matter of fact, I say, do not marry a person who beats or cheats. Do not marry a person who beats or cheats. Do not marry a person who beats or cheats. Did you hear me? Do not marry a person who beats or cheats. In a marriage, you've got to encourage one another. Other than your immediate family and your church family, there aren't many people in this world that really care if you make it or not. You have got to support and love and encourage one another. All right, 8. Can we compromise? If you decide to marry, you have to compromise. A husband and a wife are two distinct individuals with two different personalities. You will not always want the same things. Amen? If you're willing to compromise, there are no obstacles, honestly, that you can't overcome. Remember that sometimes you both cannot have your same way. You need to think about your relationship. You have to think about both of you at the same time. That's one thing that marriage is all about, is thinking of what is best for our relationship, what is best for our marriage. I'm going to quickly glance over 5 problem areas in most marriages that compromise marriages. Common problem areas. Folks, the number one problem, can you guess? Finances. Finances. If you need some help on that, get the copies of my sermons that I did a couple weeks ago on that teaching series. I can also tell you some books to read. The second highest problem. And probably both of these combined are a very, very high percentage of the problems that cause divorce. Divorce, excuse me. Can you guess what it is? Sex. I didn't hear what you said, but that's all right. Finances and then sex. And we're going to discuss this next week. But it's right up there with finances as far as marital issues. Guess what the third one is? In-laws. Remember, when you marry, you are forming a new family. Even though you have to like your in-laws, never let your parents or siblings come between you. And do not involve your extended family in your arguments. They will not be nearly as forgiving. Do not involve your extended family in your arguments. And the final reason is The next one is raising children. Folks, just talk about this before you get married. You know, the created way of doing this is love, marriage, and then children, right? And I mean, that doesn't mean you don't have grace if you did it another way. But what I'm saying is that is the created way for a reason. All right, you got to get to know your partner before kids come along. And they are so expensive. How about an amen there? Right? You got to get other things in order too. Because what's the first reason for marital problems? You see how you get in trouble? You do things in a different order. You don't get things in order. Or even if you do things in the right order and you don't get your finances in order. You understand what I'm saying? You start off on the wrong foot right off the bat. Okay? And the final way is religion. Religion. Decide what role church will have in your lives. When you go to church, find one that meets your needs, provides you with spiritual direction, and attend together.